All right, good morning, everyone.
But it wasn't his wife.
No, it wasn't his wife.
Well, we don't think it was his wife.
But when he wrote a letter, he said, "I wish you were all like me." That is, he says, "Don't I have a right to have wife like the other apostles do?" So that indicates that he did not have a wife.
He didn't at the time.
At the time he wrote that.
That is correct. He didn't at that time. That is correct. Yes.
So we know that at some point he was not.
That's right.
You know, he did not have a wife.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Went around by himself.
Yep. That's true.
Okay, last week we stopped at verse 11 in chapter 22. Paul gave his account. This is the second time that Paul gave his account when he
what
was...
What chapter again? They need to know. What?
Chapter 22.
And what verse?
Verse 11.
Okay. And, Acts.
Yeah.
Book of Acts.
And Paul had just given his testimony what happened on the Damascus Road. And this is the second version. And we covered that last week. We stopped at verse 11, and it says, "And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there." You know, this might be why the Lord sent him to him. He had a good report with the Jews. The guys that was with Paul, they were, you know, just like he was, but they did deliver him to Ananias. Okay, and one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me, and stood and said unto me, "Brother Saul, receive thy sight." And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know him, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be with us, be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away all thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, "Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me." And this is Jesus talking to him while he was in the trance. And I said, "Lord, they know that I am in prison, and beat in every synagogue them that believe on thee. And when the blood of that martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the clothes of them that slew him."
And okay. Let's stop and kind of elaborate on something.
Yeah. Paul, remember what Stephen said. Uh-huh. I believe a lot of revelation happened on that Damascus Road. When he received Jesus as Lord, a lot of things were put in order. And I believe the word that he heard that helped him repent was the testimony of Stephen. Because if he was there holding the coats of the men, everybody heard what Stephen was saying. He said it publicly and loudly. And that word, that's why the revelation that comes from your anointing, it gets in the heart of people. At first they don't believe it. But it gets in their heart, and
seed.
Over time, it works just like a seed. And this is what happens time and time again. And when I first started, when the Lord first called me to the ministry, I was looking for change right then. It never works that way. A process starts, and change always comes. You don't, you know, when you go and do God's will, and you're doing the best you can, people will argue, the same people that argue with you and try to contest what you're saying, over time they change. Paul was on his way to kill.
Amen.
When he got killed. He was on his way to kill, but when he saw the Lord, when he landed on the ground and saw the glory of God, he got up a new man. Mm-hmm. And but he was still contrary on that road. He was excited about what he was going to do. But the words that Stephen spoke were still burning inside. And then when the Lord knocked him off the horse, you know, faith was there. And he met Jesus with faith and he changed. That's why the people that you minister to, some of them have salvageable hearts. Some of them even have ears to hear. And some of them are going to do outstanding works. And sometimes they're the most contrary people right now.
I thought about, you know, what kind of experience Paul would have had after he got knocked out that horse and found out who Jesus really was. Okay. And see, Paul was not some Johnny-come-lately guy. He could quote the entire Old Testament. Probably. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about every book we got, probably. Mm-hmm. Okay. And just imagine, you know, him laying there for all 3 days and everything, not eating or anything, just thinking about the Old Testament, the words, mm-hmm. you know, and seeing Jesus all of a sudden in everything. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, man, here's the equation we've been missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He got the rest of the facts, and all the books point to Jesus. All of them,
mm-hmm. all the way from Genesis 1:1 up.
All of them, yeah. And they point to him. I worked on a car. It was on the guy was a Muslim, and one day he explained the whole Quran. He went book by book explaining the books. And I was just listening to him. And what Muhammad did, he took the Old Testament and he altered everything that pertained exactly. to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
All from, you know, we talked about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. And he explained the different books. And the alteration was always what pointed to Jesus. I said, I'm just listening to him. And then I started talking to him, too. He enjoyed listening to me. And he was like a reference of the Quran, because that's all he believed, you know, that's what he knew. But that's what Muhammad sat up there and altered the word, you know, and...
This is of the Old Testament, did you say?
Yeah, that's all he had, the first five books. You know, he altered those books.
Muhammad did.
Yeah. The Genesis account is similar, but it don't point to Jesus. The things that will point to Jesus, that's what he altered. And
Allah has no son.
No, it's just a farce, isn't it? The whole thing. Yeah.
But God does.
Right. And Allah has no power.
Right.
He's just a demon.
And all the converted Muslims will tell you that, because they look for it for all their life and it couldn't.
And they can't.
And he's demon.
No love either. No love is in Allah. Mm. No love. Love is never mentioned in the Quran.
Another one of his friends was there one day, and I used to do those writings, and I gave him one. He said, "You wrote this?" I said, "Yeah, the Lord gave it to me." "No, the Lord don't give material. He don't give people knowledge like that." I said, "Yes, he do." I said, "I ain't that smart." And they really believe there's no communion with them. They don't have that. They don't have no guidance. They just going off dead words on the page.
And that's what it's like, Brother Duncan, like if you add anything to the Bible, I know in Revelation it's like don't add nothing to these scriptures and stuff. So if he did that, like God said if you do that.
Well, they're still in the world. They don't have a savior. They're not in the kingdom.
Yeah.
They believe a lie. And if they ever get saved, they have a dedication. Some of them are sincere. But they have to get saved, and they have to believe the word of God. Every man is required to take God at his word.
Like you said, they're so dedicated. They pray five times a day.
Now with that, they have no opposition.
Yeah, they get on their knees. They have no enemy, really.
They have,
like when we try to get on our knees, we have an enemy that try to come against
them. The enemy is pushing them. They don't really go out and do a work. The enemy is pushing that stuff. And he used fear tactics. The whole thing's dead. And it's just a dead religion. It's the work of Satan.
But
the misguided Jews did the same thing. They tried, and Paul was on the same road doing the work of a terrorist.
Yeah, he was.
Him and Bin Laden had a lot in common. They just had different books.
They had a lot in common.
Yeah. Neither one of these tapes would go on.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's, that's just the way it is. Jesus prophesied.
We can change the terrorists too, okay?
One of the things Jesus prophesied, he said, the day is coming that they will kill you thinking that they're honoring God. Mm-hmm. So it happened then and it's still happening.
But I always remember the gospel is the power of God into salvation. The gospel cut off all that negative, untrue. Mm-hmm. If they'll receive it, they'll get born again.
Yeah.
Because the gospel. Mm-hmm. It's the power of God's salvation. It's not something they've studied all their life.
Right.
It's the gospel.
That's right. And there are so many testimonies of Muslims that are getting saved.
Yeah, you got to see some of them.
Yeah. Nick sent me some. I sent him some. And found some more. They are, the guy was in the hospital. It's really interesting. Jesus came in there and healed and ministered to him. He got saved. Then he got healed. He was supposed to die. Another man had a... he was in a wreck and had a bad growth on his face, and Jesus took that away and restored his skin. He ended up getting married to a Christian woman, and he got saved.
Because of her,
yeah.
Her diligence.
Yeah.
She would not bow.
Right. And this is happening. And then they say he's appearing to Muslims in other countries, but you're not going to hear it on the news.
Well, it's like that one man, you know, he did speak English and have a translator. Mm-hmm. Stuff, and he was on a pilgrimage with Allah, on a fast, mm-hmm. extended fast, because he wanted, you know, to hear from Allah,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just beat himself. He did everything. You know, I mean, you just didn't hear a testimony, and then Jesus came to him,
mm-hmm.
and he says, "Who are you?" And he says, "I am love." What is love?
Mm-hmm.
Allah has not love. Allah teaches there is no love. Mm-hmm. I'm love.
Uh-huh.
Buddy, he just, I feel right now, man, just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let me just throw this in, because yeah, I had this thrown at me this past week, and I had to do some thinking about it. And you know, I really don't know too much about the Muslim religion or anything. But someone said, is Allah the same God that Christians worship?
No.
And I got to thinking about it. Well, they accept the first five books of the Torah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If mm-hmm. they accept that, then they have to accept the God who created them.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they accept Abraham as their ancestor. They descended from Ishmael for the most
yeah.
part. And I got to thinking about it. Well, what's the difference between them and the Jews?
Mm-hmm. There's
you
a
know,
deception.
The Jews don't know God correctly.
Mm-mm. That's right.
Muslims don't know God correctly.
No, they don't.
They have an incomplete revelation of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if I go so far as to say that's a different God, but it certainly is a very incomplete understanding
mm-hmm.
of who God really is.
That's
and that's,
right.
I think, why Jesus may have said, I'm love. You know, they don't know God is love.
No.
If you just read the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
you get a lot of violence.
That's
right.
So mm-hmm.
If you
well, see,
read the Korah, you know, yeah. Koran, it's all about violence, right? Doing things by violently. You know, you read about the children of Israel going in the Promised Land. Mm-hmm. It's all about violence.
And
kill everybody. So,
yeah.
you know, if you look at that God, you know, you can get an incomplete picture of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And
know
then
a lot
violence.
Of the history about that over there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why you'll know why
yeah.
God ordered that.
So Jesus came in and gave us a more complete revelation
mm-hmm.
of who God is. Right, we know God better than they do,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not. I don't
well, see,
know if I can step over and say they don't know. It's a different God, you know. He's different in the way they know Him, but Allah, you know, the Creator of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe they know the same God. They just don't know Him completely.
With
but like Paul, when he was in Athens, this unknown God
yeah.
that you worship ignorantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's who I proclaim to you. You know.
Well, Satan, he the attack. Was always against the seed of woman.
Yeah.
Every war,
sure.
from the first one, from the angels. I mean, the giants on. Every war was against the seed of woman. They were trying to stop. The enemy used anybody who will agree with him. And he ended up lying in Israel. Kenneth Copeland said that the Muslim religion is a spinoff of Baal worship. And he was in Birmingham at Scott Will at Word of Life. And I wanted to ask him, but I didn't get to him. I always wanted to ask him how was the Muslim religion. It did take the void of it, because that was the biggest, just like the Muslims are to Christians, it was Baal worship to Judaism. You know, but the attack has always and still is against Jesus. He was trying to find a way to prevent him from coming. He couldn't stop that. And now he's trying to silence him, and he can't do it.
Man, our time.
All right, we made it to verse 18.
But that's interesting, mm-hmm. what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is our warfare.
I hate to cut it off.
Yeah, we got it.
As a result of what you're talking about, mm-hmm. What we said in Ephesians chapter 1, help me with Ephesians chapter 6.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. buddy, Paul laid it out right there, what Jesus was lifted above, mm-hmm. and he said that in Ephesians chapter 6, we wrestle not against principalities, powers. Mm-hmm. Exact same thing what he said in chapter 1, but Jesus is far above those.
And with that, never fear the tactics of men. They're just men. We have mightier weapons. We have an anointing that'll break the yokes. Amen. And just like Mary said, our shield is not just on the front side, it's a bubble.
Surround us.
Yeah.
David in the Bible say, your shield surrounds me.
Right. Yeah.
Just don't cover the front.
Right.
The Roman shield covered the front. Mm-hmm. But this shield covers all around. He got your back, he got your front, he got your side. It was being taught. And it really bothered me. People would say, the reason he didn't put nothing in your back, he don't expect you to turn your back to the devil. I'm like,
we don't have to, but our face, our shield still surrounds us.
It had his shield up, that way you'd be surrounded. That's what I was taught one time.
Oh, no. What if you don't have a buddy there?
Exactly correct.
If you're there alone, the shield goes all around.
Exactly correct.
The world can't overcome your faith. And our anointing is many times multiplied over the tactics of men. It breaks every yoke. Okay.
Come on, people. We got to get out.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
We got to go.
I pray that you'll bless us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart.
Amen.
Being patient with everything that you give us, and until we get a grip on it, to go forward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.